This is CNN Student News. Welcome on this Wednesday, October 13th. You know the deal about our show. 10 minutes, no commercials, top headlines from around the world. My name is Carl Azus. Thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and get started today. 33 men have spent nearly 70 days trapped half a mile underground. Sometime soon, it could all finally be over. Now, when we taped this show on Tuesday evening, officials in Chile were going through the final steps before the rescue attempt could start. So by the time you are watching us today, some of those 33 miners could already be up on the surface. When they come up, they'll be wearing special goggles to protect their eyes. You got to remember, they've spent 2 months down in the darkness of the mine. Carl Penhall shows us some of what was going on above ground in the final countdown to the rescue.
A prayer for the 33 miners. A prayer for the success of the imminent rescue attempt. Nelly Bugueño has faith her son is coming home at last. Victor will be anxious to finally get out of that mine and be reunited with his family. As he comes out, he will be reborn, she says. Down in Camp Hope, preparations are rushed to completion. 1,500 journalists from 39 countries scurry for last-minute details. The final countdown has begun.